Welcome into Hour 2 of the game. Tyler Dreiling and Brennan Mentz with you for the next hour. Mitch Fortner is down in Wichita for MHS girls basketball down at the the state tournament. And we will be joined by him later in this hour to talk about what is coming up for the MHS girls as they were victorious earlier this afternoon. We'll have You Can't Be Serious at 5:50 and lots of conversation about the Big 12 tournament. K-State, right on the bubble for the NCAA tournament right now, might be able to lock up their spot with a win tonight. We'll also give you an idea of who some of the other bubble teams are that you can keep an eye on when you're not watching K-State tonight. One of them is in action right now. I've been keeping tabs on that all day. You just mentioned, Brennan, that the forecast isn't looking great for Fake Patty's Day on Saturday. The K-State baseball team has arranged its schedule for the weekends. They are going to be playing a doubleheader tomorrow and then not playing on Saturday. Then they will play one game on Sunday. It's UC Riverside that's in Manhattan for three games. I would imagine that UC Riverside and their players will wonder what is falling from the sky Saturday morning when they wake up. I can't imagine that Riverside, California picks up a lot of snow, but that's the situation. I've seen, and we'll just discuss this for a second before we get into K-State basketball, but I've seen a lot of people complaining on Twitter about the conditions for Saturday and for their celebration of Fake Patty's Day. And I can tell you from my own experiences on Fake Patty's Day that if you are, the term to use, faking to the fullest extent, you will not notice what the weather is like on Saturday morning. That's kind of how things tend to go. I'm just saying.
Noted.
Yeah. Look, there are smart ways to do it. There are dumb ways to do it. Hope everyone stays smart and stays warm on Saturday morning. But we'll have to see. It's usually an interesting day. And it is for us here on K-Man as well, because we have to follow all of the potential incidents that are taking place, and there's a lot of extra traffic in Manhattan, certainly, and a lot of extra foot traffic in Manhattan.
And boy, the arrest report on Monday morning is quite impressive.
Yeah, it's right up there with Country Stampede, which usually has a pretty lengthy report as well. But again, we hope everyone stays safe and stays smart for Fake Patty's Day. I've been asked a few times what my plans are. I get a lot more enjoyment out of the people watching than the drinking itself. I will probably have a green beer or two, but mostly I will just be hanging around Aggieville.
Well, you're also just older than the vast majority of people participating in this by this point anyway.
I know. I got a late start, too. I did not do any of that stuff back in the...
Be careful.
Look, it's a fact of the matter. There are a lot of underage drinkers in Manhattan for Fake Patty's Day.
And the rest of the year, for that matter.
And the rest of the year. I'm being totally honest. I did not participate before I turned 21. I got a late start with the Fake Patty's Day thing, and so I don't have quite the story of things that have happened on that day, but
it's probably okay too.
It's a fun event. It brings a lot of economic activity into Manhattan, a lot of tax dollars that come into Manhattan. It's a fun event. And we will, by the way, some of our sister stations, we now have five stations here at Manhattan Broadcasting. Some of them will be doing some live broadcasts from some of the bars in Aggieville as part of the event. Make sure you go out to, if you're going to be participating, go out and say hi to our friends at those locations. All right. Now that we're past that, let's get into K-State basketball. The Wildcats taking on Baylor tonight, 8 o'clock tip from Sprint Center in Kansas City in the Big 12 quarterfinals. K-State, a team that is right on the NCAA tournament bubble. At last report, they are the second team out, according to Joe Lunardi, but those things will be shifting around quite a bit over the next 24 hours, because almost every team that is on the bubble in some way, shape, or form will be playing or has played within the last few hours, and they are continuing in their conference tournaments as well, so a lot of things can be shifted around. But if you're K-State, you're looking at it one way. We can take care of this ourselves and not have to worry about Team X losing and Team Y losing and Team Z losing. If you go ahead and beat Baylor tonight, that is something that K-State has done this year down in Waco. It seems like an awful long time ago that that game occurred because of how K-State handled things afterwards. That was back on Saturday, February 4th, so it's been more than a month now since that game happened, when K-State won in Waco 56-54. Baylor is the better team. They're the more talented team. They're deeper. They're taller. They're stronger. I mean, it's just a really solid basketball team, and that is evidenced by the fact that they are 25-6. They went 12-6 in the Big 12. They're ranked number 9 in the country. But what I have seen from K-State this year, even though they have had their bad moments, and there have been plenty of them, when K-State is good, they are, I would say, really good. They are a second round of the tournament caliber team when they are playing well, and they are getting contributions from all of their big six, if you want to look at it that way. And that's what K-State's going to need tonight. We've said it through the course of the year that K-State is great when they have six guys that are on. They're good when there's five. And when you get fewer than that, it's pretty difficult for the team to win games against good teams. So you're going to need Dean Wade to be good tonight. You're going to need Wesley Iwundu to be good tonight.
You're going to need someone off the bench to do something.
Right, and I think that that brings me to maybe my biggest point here, is that Xavier Sneed is a player that has had a lot of really solid highs for this team this year, and he has had some games that he has been completely invisible. That is not unique to a freshman. I mean, that happens a lot. We saw it last year a lot with Dean Wade, and that has continued a little bit to a lesser extent into this year. But if you're Xavier Sneed, you need to show up and play good basketball tonight. And he has been at his worst against some of the best teams that K-State has played. It has been a rough go for him against the likes of Baylor, Kansas, some of the other top teams that K-State has played, West Virginia. Those have not been his better games this year. But when you're playing a team that has the depth of Baylor and the strength inside, you've got to have a guy like a Xavier Sneed that can come in and be a swingman for you, can go get some rebounds, but also step outside and drain a three. That's his game, and that's what K-State will need him to contribute tonight. Now, how big would a win be as far as K-State's tournament chances? I think it would put them in. If they were to lose tomorrow, I don't think that would really hurt them that much, assuming that it would be to West Virginia. If K-State actually had to play Texas tomorrow, if that actually happened, and then they lost that game, that would have a pretty negative impact on the computers. But you got to take things one game at a time, and I do think that this would put K-State on the right side of the bubble, because out of all the bubble teams, no team has as big of an opportunity as K-State tonight as far as what it would add to their resume.
And more specifically as well, if you look at who's the head at K-State, well, really there's five teams to look at. The last four in: Syracuse, Xavier, Wake Forest, Illinois State, and the very first team out ahead of K-State, Rhode Island. If you look at those five teams, Syracuse, Wake Forest, and Illinois State, they're done. They can't do anything else. They rested their case. It's all in the hands of the committee at this point. Xavier, they barely survived an absolute landmine against
DePaul
last night. Oh, man, that would have been brutal. And then Rhode Island, tomorrow, they have a landmine of their own against St. Bonaventure at 1:30 in the Atlantic 10 tournament. So point is, there's not a lot of teams ahead of the Wildcats that can distance themselves at all. And if you look below K-State, Illinois is gone, and Iowa plays a very unimpressive Indiana squad in their own right. So,
well, Indiana is actually closer to the bubble
than you would think. They're at the bottom of the next four out.
Yeah, so
I would say they're still at the case. Best case scenario, Indiana would probably have to make the Big Ten tournament game. Championship game, I should say, to even have a shot.
The summary here is that K-State has a chance that a lot of these other teams don't. Rhode Island, no matter who they play, they're not playing a Baylor in their conference tournament.
No.
And that really can apply. You know, you can look at Vanderbilt as well. Yes, they may play Kentucky, but that's about it. Kentucky or maybe Florida, but that's about all that you're going to get as far as a positive win that's going to enhance your resume more than K-State beating Baylor would. I do think that Xavier beating DePaul last night goes ahead and solidifies them as in. I think that if they lost their next game, they would still be okay. I think that Illinois is out of the conversation now. Georgia Tech, Clemson, both out of the conversation now. Yeah. So if you're K-State, and I've been kind of breaking it down this way, I think if you win this game, there's a 95% chance that you're in the tournament. If you lose this game, I would say about like a 1 in 3 chance, a 33% chance is how I would break it down. But that can be, as I said, that can be changed very quickly based on what happens with all the other teams on the bubble. And there's one that's in action right now, California, a team that needs to probably get to the final of the Pac-12 tournament. They are playing Utah right now.
And Utah did some naughty, naughty things to Cal last week, if you didn't pay attention.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, Cal is probably going to be off the bubble if they lose this game. We'll get into a couple more of those bubble games later on as we move through the show. But big opportunity for K-State tonight. Wesley Iwundu says it's a must-win for K-State, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after the break. You'll hear some audio from Bruce Weber and K-State's players on the importance of tonight's game at Sprint Center. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.